Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Without me. Come on, help me say it.
You tonight. Dr. Christian, you on the air? Dr. Christian. I don't know if she's on the line. Dr. Christian. I see her phone now on, but I don't hear her. Dr. Christian. I don't know what happened to her. I guess she'll be back on.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun,
mm-hmm,
to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of,
yes,
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
God bless you tonight. This is Crossroads with Answers tonight. And this is the Bishop, and I got some things I want to share with you tonight. And, you know, we've been having storms back-to-back, floods back-to-back. But we already prophesied it. Dr. Christian supposed to be coming online. Dr. Christian, you on the line? I was waiting on Dr. Christian to come on.
Yes.
Okay, I called you earlier to see what you own. But just hold on. This is called Ancestors tonight. And I want to say to you, get your pencils and paper and take this information down that she's going to give to you. And it's going to shock you, but it's true, okay? It's real true that what she's going to give you. I'm going to play a little tape, and then I'm going to bring her back on because we want to talk about this virus. We'll talk about the death of it. Lots of people don't even know. You know, and there's a lot going on. You know, what happened to us in Tuskegee? What happened to the Indians? But this is 2021. And last night I talked about Hitler playbook. And people, I had lots of calls. They were Jewish. Not only the Jewish people got a whole lot of other races got messed up. Okay? But tonight we would, as Crossroads Ancestors, I'm praying for all them people that's in the spirit world that died, those that lost their life because of COVID, those lost their life because the plane fell, the accident, those lost their fight with cancer, with high blood, tuberculosis. See, the man tell you that you're going to die. You accept death. And God said, the wage of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. You know, this is what the theologian said, well, you can live 70 years. I want to tell you, you can live as long as you want to live when you got God, when you got God on your side. I want you to get your pencil and paper. And I was praying, the young lady called me about her nephew. He got shot 17 times. Then the policeman got shot. But I told you the first of the year, when you bring pain going to go back to you. Been a loss of pain happened to our ancestors. Been a loss of pain happened to the black community. And some of you act different because you can't deal with the pain of slavery, the pain of hate, the pain of witchcraft, the pain of magic. Somebody, I want to play one record, then I'm going to bring Dr. Christian back. Hold on, Dr. Christian.
As I live and do same, I want to pray for you this morning. Father God, the God of God, right now, I'm praying for your finances. I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying for your deliverance. I want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning. As we begin to, I'm praying for you, Karen. I'm praying for you, Bishop Francis. Bishop Gates and Osmore. Bishop General and Rosary, Pastor Rosario, my friend.
All those in the spirit realm, Ashe, I'm praying for them. Because as you pray for those that's in the spirit realm, they tend to come and to do what you want them to do. See, I started off this year, Dr. Christian, saying black magic. And one lady called me, that's evil. I said, no, I'm black, so I can do my magic. White folks have been doing their magic all along. That's why we so crossed up. You know, they left the baby in the alley in Chicago, left the baby in the alley. In a chester drawer. What's wrong with us? Little pretty black baby. Left him in the alley in a drawer, in a chester drawer. You know, I'm gonna say this in before I bring back Christian. We got to stop hating on each other. And we got to get off of this dope and this drug. Our women's are killing themselves. They're dying of breast cancer, cancer at the rectum. Cancer in the womb, cancer of the mind, okay? Black on black crime. These two boys killed the policeman. She walked up to the car, they shot her. Now, Cat Steele in Minnesota, the police shot him in the car for nothing. So what goes around comes around. Y'all believe what I'm saying? So when you get pain, look for some pain to come. And that ain't the end. That's just the beginning. I say, I want to talk, and I want you to get your pencil ready. This is some serious stuff Dr. Green's going to lay on you. You know, we talked about taking the virus, people taking the shot, people doing everything, but did you know it's a law that where if you take this medicine and she got the law, this ain't no fake news, this real. The law was passed. If they put that stuff in your system, you're being on. You ain't no more your man, your woman. Dr. Christian, I'm bringing you on right now. Dr. Christian, you're on now. Dr. Crispin. She was
yes.
on the place. I don't know what
yes.
happened.
Yes.
Okay,
can
you
hear me?
You talk loud. Give us
okay.
that information.
Are you talking about this vaccine they're talking about keep giving to people?
About the loan.
Oh, well, the Supreme Court back in 2013 made a ruling that anyone that's been injected.
The Supreme Court made a ruling.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. What was the year?
2013. It was June 2013.
It was 2013 when the court ruled
yes.
this.
The motion was filed in 2012. The motion was filed in June 2012. The Supreme Court passed this motion in October 2013.
So they put the law is 2013. It was passed in 2014.
They filed a motion for it in 2012, and it passed in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead on. I just want the people to get the right information where they can look it up.
So anybody can look it up if they want to go out there and research and Supreme Court decision judgment. It says that anyone that has been injected with synthetic technology, synthetic medication can be classified as a no longer human, but as a person that belongs to the federal government. Federal government has control and can over your life. Yeah, you are no longer human. You are not human. You are the federal government can come in and take possession of you because you are no longer considered human because you have been injected with something synthetically, so which means something that can alter your DNA. And if it altered your DNA, that means you are not considered human because your DNA has changed because it's not considered, it's like these people don't know that once they are taking that vaccination, that it alters their blood plasma, everything I'm saying, you can Google it, look it up. You can go to Red Cross website, but they can no longer take blood or give blood to anyone that has taken a shot because their bodies are not producing plasma. After you take that shot, your body no longer produces plasma. So they can't donate blood. I mean, they can't receive blood or plasma anyway. So that's
okay.
all regulated. You know that your blood has been, your DNA awesome. Has been altered.
Okay, I want to put this in. What you're saying, that if you take the shot, and it's getting your body. That means that you are a citizen. That means the government control you. I mean, this is a law.
This is a law passed by the Supreme Court. Is the action that was taken. It's a law action. I forgot exactly. I have to go back and look in my notes. But it's you can go to the Supreme Court, ruler, or go to the federal government and pull any documents relating to that time of the year at the Supreme Court passing law based upon somebody being injected with synthetic altering
synthetic
medication.
Drugs. They give you synthetic drugs.
Yes, it's synthetic because the vaccine is synthetic. It's not like the vaccine you've been taking, like your flu shot vaccine or the vaccine that you take for you give to your children or the vaccine that you take for pneumonia. It's not that kind of vaccine. It is a synthetic nano is synthetic and is nano made. It's not
you mean
even
it's made in the laboratory, right?
Right. Everything is computerized. It's not even real. It's synthetic. Just like most of our medication is synthetic, but it's not to the level that this vaccination is. This vaccination is not even CDC approved. People been the guinea pigs of the CDC, of Merck and of Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, all the companies, Moderna, all those companies that produce this vaccine, you have been a test dummy for this vaccination because it was never approved by FDA. It has not been approved by FDA. They've been trying to push it to get approved by FDA. Everybody's been a test dummy for this that has taken the shot. There's been many people that came out to talk about this shot before it came forth, and they shut those people down. But the information that they were saying was accurate and on point, and many doctors can tell you that this is not, like the flu shot, it takes the flu virus and injects it into you. This shot is a synthetic version of COVID.
It's a synthetic
version of the Rona. It's a synthetic version of the Rona. In order for your body to reject or produce antibodies against a virus, they have to give it to you in order for your body to adjust to it.
So this is man-made.
Yes,
what
it's man-made.
The people in London was Paris, London, they were protesting. They was marching. They didn't want to take the test or something.
Well, everybody's protesting because they're trying to make it mandatory. In other countries, it is mandatory. You have to carry a green card. And the people are protesting in France because you cannot go to the store, you cannot conduct your life, you cannot have a life if you don't have a green card. You can't go outside unless you are masked up or you have to be tested to go outside. They're not allowing anyone overseas to walk around freely or go anywhere freely, and they are trying to put trackers on people who have not taken a shot in order for them to keep up with you because you haven't taken a shot. You have to carry this green card. A lot of people overseas have thrown their green cards away and burnt them and set them on fire because you cannot go around. You can't even walk around in many parts of different countries without your green card.
Well, some businesses, saying you can't go in their business without having a green card or some kind of it's getting to the state where we're being policed. But one of the things the Spirit told me that the kids going back to school, they're going to start shooting in school because so many kids got guns. In Nashville, they had to shut school down today because the kid had a gun and they just got back in school. And I believe that the cobra is messing with the mind of some of the people. But I'm wondering why they wanted to push it on blacks so hard. You know, now they everybody, but still, some people took two shots. They waiting on a booster shot. My thing is,
well,
what
I'm
is
like
booster
you.
Doing? Go ahead on.
I'm like you, Bishop. Why do you need, if you done took two or three of these shots, because in some cases, some people, depends on which company it was, they had to take three of these shots. So if three shots ain't going to keep you away from getting this virus, something wrong. And you got to take a fourth shot, something ain't right. Something not right. Because why would you have, when you get the flu, you only have to take one shot. So why do you have to take two, three, and four shots just to prevent yourself from getting something that you could still get? And they tell you after you take all these shots, that that does not prevent you away from getting the virus.
My whole thing with this thing that what in 3 years, what's going to happen to your body? You say your body can't make, if somebody gets sick and you take the shot, you can't give them your blood don't work.
No, their blood don't work because, or their antibody, they can't receive blood. They can't receive plasma because their body's not producing it.
Why is not producing plasma?
Because this artificial technology that they're putting in your body doesn't allow it to, because it's altering your DNA.
So it's changing your DNA that the way nature did it. This is doing something to your DNA.
Yes.
Okay, I got that.
Yes, it's changing your DNA. They don't even know what the law. Pardon me?
What does the law, why did they pass this bill about if you take the vaccine, you become a ward of a state?
They passed it in 2013. They say it doesn't necessarily refer to the vaccination. It just anything that can be synthetically injected to alter your DNA, you are no longer considered a human.
Oh, they didn't say the virus. They said if anybody take anything in your system, it changed your DNA. You're not a man or you're not a woman.
No, you're no longer considered a human. A human is a person that has the ability to produce, you know, hemoglobin, melanin, all the above. That's what constitutes you as human. Your DNA function as it's supposed to be. Those things consider you to be a human being because you have natural body functions. You have natural DNA, AY chromosomes. I mean, XY chromosomes, you have all those things that are considered the characteristics of a human being. Now, when you subtract some of that, you alter somebody's DNA and it's not producing all the things that's supposed to characteristics of being human, like you no longer have an X chromosome, you only have Y chromosome, therefore you're lacking that factor that would consider you a human.
So what you're saying, once you take this kind of stuff, you stop being, they don't rate you as a human. What do they rate you as? A human or what? Subhuman or what?
That I didn't get that far, but then you become, you know, their property. You become their possession. They pretty much own you to some degree. Because these laws are in place, and a lot of people aren't aware that these laws are in place. I didn't know these laws were in place until recently. It's so much information out there, but you got to read through what could be true. And the gentleman provided the documentation of what was in this bill, what was in this law that was passed through the Supreme Court. Like right now, the Congress is implementing a bill right now that will make it mandatory for you to have this shot in order to go around, in order for you to go out and socialize. They're right behind these European nations right now. You see what New York, you see they protest today in New York because they're telling these people if they don't take the shot, they can't go to their jobs. They can't perform their jobs. And statistics is already showing, but they don't talk about it on TV because all they want you to do is take the shot. They keep telling you that people that are not vaccinated are getting this virus, but that's not true. There are people who are vaccinated that is getting the virus, just like the flu shot. If you take the flu shot, you're still not going to prevent you away from getting the flu. It's just supposed to help you get over the flu a lot quicker for some people. And it depends on your DNA. I mean, you have doctors right now that have gone to Congress suing Moderna suing Johnson & Johnson, suing these people that's making these vaccinations because they're not reporting how many people are dying from the vaccination after they take it.
Yeah,
and no, we don't know.
My whole
you know,
thing,
they're,
they ain't saying how many people dying. They ain't saying what do the virus do in the long run, like even a year, 2-3 years. What the effect? I know sometimes it got effect on your mind. And like your body, you were saying that your body can't produce. It's a lady that had 2 shots. She had a cold. And she couldn't get rid of the cold because, like you said, her antibody's gone. What we going to do this winter when people get shot, they get the flu or something?
Well, I know, you know, some people right now that took the shot that, like, they've been showing they've been consistently showing how people have taken the shot and how the area where they took the shot is magnetic. You can stick your magnet on your arm, it'll stick. You could put a spoon next to your arm, it'll stick. You could put your phone next to your arm. In those areas, women who take the shot end up with masses in their breasts. They don't even know if it's going to produce cancer long term. They're trying to tell people, don't worry about it, you'll be just fine. They don't even have a clue what the long term effects of this shot is going to be on people. All they're doing is experimenting with the masses of people's lives, and because based on hysteria, you know, they got people scared to go anywhere, people scared to do anything because they're worried about dying, because the media has told you if you don't take this shot or if you don't be careful, you can die. Well, you can die from anything. This ain't just the only
right.
thing killing people. Cancer still killing people. The flu still killing people. Diabetes still killing people. There's still more people dying from, you know, there's still more people dying from, you know, cancer than it is people dying from this virus. Just like over in India when they told the world that all them people was dying from the virus, but when them people was dying, they had just dropped a bomb over there in India. And two, people didn't pay attention. That how are you going to test all them people that fell dead? They didn't test some people. They weren't doing mass testing over in India when all them people died. They didn't do mass testing. Those people died. Most of them people died because a bomb had went off over there in India.
Now, one of the things happened, Dr. Krishna, I want to say, and people need to know this, a lot of this stuff has not been tested. What I mean, tested. My whole thing is, if you got a cold, you can take 2 shots and then throw out the cold. How is it going to get rid of COVID-19 if you can't even, your body won't throw off a cold? Now,
well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, but like anything, like the flu or a cold, you have to take care of your health. I mean, anybody could get the flu, anybody could get a cold, anybody could get COVID, but you can survive it. If you are taking care of your health, you can survive it. I know too many people that have survived it, that haven't died, haven't lost their life. Does it affect you? Yes, it does affect you like any sickness that comes along. The flu affects you. The flu take you out. And this new variant is strong, and it exists, and it can hurt your lungs because that's what it's doing. It's hurting people's lungs. It's hurting your breathing capacity. And when you got something that's affecting your capacity to breathe, you should be concerned, especially if you already have preconditions. Most of the people that I know that have passed from it had preconditions. or they didn't do anything to help their keep their system boosted. You know, there's a lot of people that have survived. Like y'all seen, that lady that was almost 100 years old survived COVID, and she was in a nursing home, and she had it twice. So that should have been...
When COVID first got popular,
Bishop, they showed this lady. She was almost 100 years old in the nursing home, and she got it twice. She was a white lady, and she survived it. She survived it. So that could tell. That tells. Mm-hmm.
They have not told us where it come from. They have not told us all about it. They're saying, get the shot, get the shot. They don't tell you what's in the shot. And you just said that, and I wish somebody that got the shot. And you said, if you got the shot, you can put something up to your arm. It'll hold like it got lodestone in it.
I don't know what it is, but they showed it. They showed Jimmy Kimmel had people on the show showing that when they took the shot in their arm is how magnetic whatever is in the vaccine, how it caused metal to stick to your arm.
So that's some of the.
And how when you put your phone up to it. You put Bishop, if you put your phone up to your arm, it will it'll magnetize it.
So you know that 4G, that 5G, what day is 5G?
Mm-hmm.
And so that phone, that 5G will mess with the chemicals that they just put in your body. That's what I heard. I don't know any facts about that. But I want to know.
Well, the 5G is very strong. It's very strong. And they advise people. They've been advising people for a minute. I don't know if people have been paying attention. Don't sleep with your phone in your bed. Don't sleep with your phone very close to you. Because they were like on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram showing trees that's next to the towers, how they have died because of the power that's coming from the 5G.
Well, I've seen on the news where a man put a phone into some wood and somebody called him and the wood caught on fire. That's how strong the 5G
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that's how strong that 5G is, yeah.
Well, I feel that people need to cut their phone off at night, and they might think this is strange. You need to, some people, and I'm one of the ones, everybody's number is in that phone, but I'm getting me a notebook, write every number with pencil and paper. And you, people got to change, and black folks don't want to change. This 4G is messing with your liver, your lungs. Bryce Scott told me that, and Dr. Barber said that 4G mess with your internal organ. And with this shot they're giving you, that make that 4G control the man or the woman. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that one, but it could very well be true. That could be absolutely true.
The Bishop, that 4G is so strong, it controls stuff in your body. You just said that. I want to bring information to people. I want to bring the right information. And I want, you know, if you feel like you need to take the shot, take the shot. But you need to know why you're taking it and what your reasons for taking it. Because before the shot came out, you wear your mask. Now, after people took the shot, they said, you ain't got to wear no mask. So people start wearing the mask. Now they come back, you need to wear the mask. I'm people got the shot. Now, you got some rogue governors, the governor of Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas saying, don't wear the mask. Don't, the children don't wear the mask. I feel the children need to wear the mask because they're more accepted because they play and they're all together. You know.
Well, I believe people should. I believe people should wear it every day because if the virus ain't went nowhere, it's still in the air. It's still because it's airborne, and many people, many doctors, many researchers have determined that this virus has to be airborne. For many people to contact it anyway. So it will be a smart thing for the most people to wear their mask, not be out there caught with it, without it, because, you know, if it's airborne, then that means you don't necessarily have to be next to anyone to get it, that you're still vulnerable to get the virus because it's in the air. It's in the air.
That means you got to keep your immune system up.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Just take the vitamins, take the take all the herb teas. I was talking to Chief Izzy. He was telling me about a recipe you can take. And I was talking to Mother Francis down in Algeria. She said if you make a good pot of gumbo, I mean, with everything in it, ain't talking about just play gumbo, real gumbo. Louisiana style. She's got to knock it out. She's got to knock that virus out of your body.
Look at it like this, Bishop, you know, different things work for different people. So what worked for you might not work for me. What worked for me might not work for you. You got to try whatever remedy that might work for you. I've heard people say take three grapefruit rinds and three lemonade rinds and boil those for 3 hours and then drink the tea as you let it seep. I heard on the internet, it's all kind of remedies. It's all kind of remedies. I mean, even overseas, the president of Haiti was telling you his recipe. They had black pepper, onion, ginger, and cinnamon. They was taking that, and that was keeping them away from getting in. That's why that man lost his life, because he was using something natural to keep his people away from getting this virus. He refused to take all of that medication. He wouldn't let them ship the shots, the vaccinations over there, because he said his country didn't need it. And when he said his country didn't need it, he ended up being assassinated.
Well, I don't know. I know he got assassinated. They found out what it's all about. But what I'm saying,
it was because he rejected it. The president from Mozambique, from Madagascar, quite a few African kings rejected it. Every last person that he rejected either got killed or almost assassinated.
Well, this big money maker for the pharmaceutical company, they're making trillions of dollars. But they haven't come forward and said, this what is in the virus, A, B, C, or D. They ain't said that. And ain't nobody helped them to say what's in it. They're saying, make another virus for the kids. What's going to be in it? They make it for the kids to go to school.
Bishop, they have a lot of different states for children to go ahead and get the shot without authorization of their parents. And I feel that's wrong. If your child is 12, if they say any child between 12 and 17 that don't want parental advice can get the shot without their parents.
My thing is this: if I said, Dr. Christian, go in the kitchen and cook a cake for anybody, you got to have eggs, you got to have all the stuff to make up a cake. Ain't nobody said this virus that I got in the little ball, this what's all it. Won't no doctors. They know what the doctor said? That's a good idea. That's a good question. If it's a good question, tell me what it is. What I'm putting into my arm, what I'm putting into my body. They haven't told nobody what's in.
Well, there have been doctors. There has been plenty of doctors on YouTube, plenty of doctors on Instagram, plenty of doctors on TikTok. They keep taking it down because they don't want people to know. But they keep, every time they post this stuff, they take it down. They have explained to you what's in that shot and what the adverse effects is as a result of it. I told you they got doctors right now that are going to Congress suing Congress and placing lawsuits against these pharmaceutical companies, which are protected by the federal government. They're protected. They might not even have to pay because, one, this is an experimental test. So they might not even get nothing. But it's a group of doctors that are together. And these people be posting stuff all the time. They be posting it. They take their posts down, letting you know what's in the shot. Why are you having a response to this shot? Why are you having a reaction to this shot? They telling you, they're also letting you know, just because you take the shot doesn't mean that you won't get COVID. They're letting you know the side effects. Different doctors.
Some people took the Johnson. They had a heart attack. They had nightmares. And some of them took the Johnson. What I'm saying, ain't nobody said this was in it. Water,
but there is. Acid. You keep saying nobody, but there are people out every day telling you what's in these shots. There are doctors that are telling you every day what's in this shot. You just don't see it, but they're out there. They're telling people. They're telling them why you shouldn't take it. They're telling you what's in it. They're telling you how it affects your health. They're out there posting
in the long run.
They're telling you. They're telling people. They're warning people. Every single day is people being warned. And some of them might have, I think one of them companies, because, you know, they're supposed to post what's in these shots. They're supposed to post it. But it is people talking about it every single day. You just got to go out there and scroll through social media and see it all. But social media is filled with it, not only in America, but around the world. You got people from other countries posting their opinions, upset, angry, letting you know how this is affecting them. You just don't see it because you haven't been out there looking. But there's a lot of information out there about what's in this shot.
I want to say this, Dr. Richard, to the people that listening, hurricanes coming back-to-back to Florida, Texas, and it's going to come to the Gulf, hurricane. But this is what I'm going to prophesy this tonight, if you listen. As the kids go back to school, you're going to have 4 or 5 shootings. They're going to close school down because something have triggered these young folks with 357 Magnum, with 38 in their backpack. So you're going to have some shootings in these schools because Congress will not act on taking these assault rifles out of the country or something. But what my thing is, with all this COVID-19 going on and the shooting of kids getting hooked to guns, that's a recipe for confusion and violence. And I'm saying tonight, if you got kids, put on their mask to go to school. School them at home. don't know what nobody, Uncle, what the governor said. Put the mask on your kids and tell them to keep it on. Okay. Because they need to keep on. And then when they come from school, they need to have a medication to open up their lungs and their liver again, Dr. Cushing, because that mask on all day, it restricts you. It restricts your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So people mm-hmm. need to, I do a class on Thursday, a breathing class. You know, where you suck it in, blow it out. I'm reopening their lungs, restarting their lungs and the liver, because you need that blood to flow through. Virus, even when they took the shot. One lady had the mask on her way to Illinois, going to Mississippi. She passed out because she's sitting in the car driving with nobody in there with a mask on. You know, that's stupid. And nobody in the car but you. You wearing a mask. You know, it's so much a negative advertisement out here. You have to wake up and see what's going on with that. But my prophecy is more and more when these schools open up full term, they ain't gonna stay open because these kids pulling guns and shooting. So that got to change. It's a law got to go on. And I wanna say this in. This bill that they passed, there ain't enough money for all the bridges. These bridges is crumbling. They're falling. Chief Izzy was telling me about some bridges going to fall in America because he said they just a little earthquake, a little shake. The bridge is going to fall like pancakes because there ain't enough money to pay. $1 trillion is not enough. To pray for all the bridges all over America. But they pass vacation, they pass raises, but they don't take care of the people. And I'm gonna say this, Dr. Christian, thank you for coming on. That lots of Republicans and lots of Democrats are undercover Republicans and lots of Republicans playing out of Hitler's playbook. And his playbook is death, destruction, murder. You know, and people say, oh, he did it to the Jews. He did it to more than Jews. He had cut people's penises off, cut women's genitals off, cut women's breasts off, and trying to make a superhuman. I mean, this was, and then got blacks, called them apes, and got blacks and mixed their DNA with apes. Hitler did all this stuff, and it's been hid, like the mass graves in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was hid for 100 years. Now, it's bringing it out. It's coming out, and people need to move. Like you were telling about the law, that if you get them chemicals in your body, you're owned by the government. You're no more your own man. You're being controlled because your DNA been changed. See, all this stuff is gone. And that's some of the stuff happening. Stay prayerful, stay strong. And I want to thank you, Dr. Christian, for coming on tonight to give that information. And I know it's your bedtime, you know, but God bless you on that. But I want people to understand that what she was saying was so true. And that was something good that she was saying.
I'm praying for you, Mother Green, out of prayer in Natchez, Mississippi. Mary Ripley, I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you and get ready for God to work with you. This is your season to be blessed. This is your season for doors to open up. I want you to get ready this morning that God can bless you. I share our ancestors. I want to let you know that things will work out for you this morning. I'm praying for you, Sister Lily. Sister Lily, I'm praying for you.
Sister Jones, I'm praying for you this morning. Robin, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Sister Joanna, I'm praying for you. I want you to be ready. I've got to bless you this morning. Whatever you're going through, all the way, I want to give you that all the way. This morning, this Sunday morning, which is the fourth Sunday, I want to tell you, you can make it. You just let God.
I'm going to praise him. Praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath.
Praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We gon' take everything that just the devil stole.
Yeah!